This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
You're listening to the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio. Georgia's here. She's stifling laughs. She nearly started talking before we were ready. Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
It's Georgia Newman from Key Arts, Visual Arts Manager. Is that right?
That's all right.
Get it right. Yeah, so you're here because we've got a new exhibition at Key Arts and another equally exciting one coming up.
Yeah, so we just literally opened our Isle of Wight Arts Open Studios Showcase Exhibition 2017. That's a mouthful.
To give it its full title. Yeah.
Get it all in there. So Open Studios takes place throughout the whole of the island every July. It's run by volunteers and the artists open up their studios and they also join up together to exhibit their work in village halls and other unusual spaces and show their work to visitors. They could come from the Isle of Wight or from the mainland, and it's a great place to meet local artists, get to know their work. And so last year we decided to try and get people to engage with what they're doing because it's such a wonderful event, and it used to be run by the council and now it's just purely by volunteers. So we asked artists from the Open Studios to submit just one piece of work, doesn't matter what it is, and we'll display it in the gallery and we'll do a big showcase and launch the Open Studios event about a week before or a couple of days before the actual event starts. So this is our second time doing it, and I have to say it's just absolutely amazing to see so many artists come into the gallery and come out through the woodwork, like new artists that I haven't seen before, and just all come together and have a big party, really.
That's all right. So it's basically artists around the Isle of Wight only, is it, who are taking part in the Open Arts tour sort of thing?
Well, it's not a tour. It's Open Studios. There's lots of different Open Studios type events that take place all across the UK. So I think there's one in Southampton, there's definitely one in Portsmouth, and usually it's based with actual studios, so artist studios, but they can also include artists that have their own independent studios, could be a back room in their house, could be a shed, garage, any kind of space really that they use.
Okay.
And it invites people to come in and see the work that they produce and how they produce it. And so this is the Isle of Wight's version, the Isle of Wight's Arts
and
Open Studios.
So, and for people who aren't quite getting it yet, what you're doing at Key Arts is you're sort of making the space available to all those who are taking part in Open Arts on the island this year to say, send us a sample of your work.
So
you could see it all in one place.
Yeah, exactly.
As going around. Mm. And you might see something you like and decide, I want to go to their studio to have a proper look at the full range of work. So it's a showcase for them.
Exactly. I mean, we've got the yearbook, which has the details of all of the artists and the locations, and it has a little thumbnail image. But seeing their work actually in the space, seeing it up close, you get to really sort of find the sort of scale and the texture, the visual imagery so much more appealing, and you can go like, I definitely want to see that person's work. And I've seen a few that have really surprised me, and I thought, oh, okay, you know, different. And and I'll definitely be making some visits, so I hope more people will come and see the show.
And is it all works of art as in paintings, or have we got a full range of stuff like photography, sculpture?
Massive range, jewelry, ceramics, crochet, absolute huge, massive array of arts and crafts. So it's quite lovely to see it all come together under one roof.
I'm getting the feeling this is quite a big job to put this together, isn't it?
Yeah, you can see sort of like my level of desperation to sort of try and promote it, because it really did took a lot of man hours, and I'm the only sort of the person really within Key Arts building to manhandle all of these works. So I rely so much on our incredible team of volunteers, and so those man hours I put in, again, it's all voluntary, and we really do rely on that wonderful core team, and I have to absolutely say thank you to them, because they were absolutely yeah. smashing throughout the whole week, okay. helping with that installation, and okay. as they do for every show that we put
yeah.
on.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And how long is that exhibition on for, Georgia?
So that exhibition is on until the 22nd
of... Rummage your papers here.
I've got so many dates flying through my head.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's the 24th of July. Okay. So that's the final day of the Open Studios event as well. So okay. it's on before and it's on right throughout.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all the time Key Arts is open, people yep. can wander in and have a look.
Absolutely. And they can buy artwork as well. So right. most
so
of the works
will
be
sold.
Yep, you can buy what you see.
Lovely.
And yeah, most pretty much all of it's for sale. So yeah, okay. it's a great place to buy art, start a collection as well. So
fantastic. Yeah. And coming up, you've got another really, really exciting one, haven't you? Is this the maritime mm-hmm. themed one?
Yeah.
So can you tell us about that? I know it's all happening.
It's all happening. And to confuse people, we've also got open in the title for this one because it's our open exhibition. We're all, you know, big open arms at the moment. So it has got a subtitle though, and it's got a theme. As you said, it's maritime themed, and it's titled "I Must Down to the Seas Again," mm-hmm. and that is taken as a phrase from John Masefield's original Sea Fever poem, and that yeah. was first published in 1902, yeah. and then it was later changed in 1923 uh-huh. to say "I must go down to the seas again."
Right.
See, I just had to mention that because we keep getting people going, yeah. you made a typo there.
You just think it's a misprint, don't you, immediately, but it's not.
No, it's all very, you know, purposeful, yeah. and we try and include the original phrase as much as yeah. we can. So we invited artists far and wide all over the UK to submit work based on this theme, and we got over 100 submissions, and we selected 64 individual sea and marine inspired works by 52 artists.
Wow.
All reflecting our love, fear and curiosity about the sea.
Sounds amazing.
Yep.
And when does that one open?
So that one opens on the 29th of July.
So loads of time in between the two exhibitions then. So you're going to take one down soon after the 24th, and yep. you've got about 4 days, have you, to get the other one up?
Three like and a half, maybe.
Don't panic.
Yeah,
Georgia's voice is going higher and higher.
I know, it really is. But because the it's not just those works, though, that we'll be handling, that we'll be putting into the exhibition. This is the first time that we're working with the Isle of Wight Heritage Service, where they've got an incredible and absolutely amazing array of artifacts and artworks, all inspired by the island's coastline, and we've selected maybe around about 30 works from their collection.
Wow.
So they're bringing this work along
on top of
the contemporary works. So we've got a real nice sort of marriage of yeah. heritage, historical works and contemporary new
right.
works by
so
artists.
So there's a sort of museum type element to it as well, so a lot of history
yep.
to be unearthed.
That's right. I've actually got a really lovely quote here from Karina Westwood, a curator of human history from the Isle of Wight Heritage Service. Would you mind if I read it out?
No, please do.
Okay, lovely. And she's far more eloquent than I am anyway. So she says, and it's also in our press release, the Isle of Wight Heritage Service is excited to provide a selection of historic maritime artefacts and images for the Key Arts Summer Open Exhibition. As an island, our museum collections and archives reflect our rich and diverse connections with the sea. Our collections tell stories of the lives of islanders through themes of work, leisure and sometimes tragedy. We relish opportunities to get our collections seen in new and innovative environments and look forward to comparing the new with the old. I just think that's
yeah.
really nice, sort of concise,
yeah.
you know,
perfectly
put there, Karina, so thank you.
Yeah, so that opens, what, towards the end of July, and that goes right through till mid-ish September, doesn't it?
Yeah, 22nd of September, and throughout that entire time we've got some fantastic events happening throughout. And I just quickly mentioned that as part of the exhibition we've got a great community response piece as well, lots of photography works by home educated children and their families, working with artists Martin Swan and Nick Martin using yeah. mobile phone technology. So we've got three okay. big elements that are yeah. taking place in the gallery, but we've also got other exhibitions coinciding with the theme, and that's H2O titled exhibition by the Ride Art Collective track.
Yeah.
And we've also got a photography exhibition by East White Photography Group called Aqua. And we've also got another photographic exhibition by Gianpaolo titled Islands Within an Island, and loads of other evening events as well. Yeah. So we've got stories and songs of the sea, sea shanties, fairy tales, all at sea, talk and film, and we've also got a theatre production called The Souvenir, which I'm leading on to you now.
Shall I tell people about that?
Do it.
Well, I'm working on a play, what I am writing, called The Souvenir, which is based on the story of a shipwreck in 1916, and it's a story that's not often been told as far as I'm aware, and I was fascinated by it because you're interviewing me now.
I know.
Because the captain refused to leave the ship. The ship was grounded, so it wasn't as if it was going down at sea. It was actually grounded on Atherfield Ledge, but he still wouldn't leave it, and I was just fascinated by that. And so why wouldn't he go when it was actually driven ashore? So what I've tried to do is work out a play imagining his motives for that, and then tying that in with a contemporary story about, wait for it, a marriage on the rocks.
Ooh.
See the link there?
Oh,
yeah. So it's like two stories running side by side, and one man unearthed the story. And we're going to tell that story in the Key Arts Theatre, but it won't be tiered seating, it'll be in the round. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that this is where I'm going to throw it back at you now. I hope our listeners don't mind us, but I would love it if some parts of the material that you gather, or maybe the Heritage Service, could maybe find some items that might work with the play.
I imagine.
So that we can actually use them within the space as the play goes on, you know, like marine type artifacts or oars or, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just to lend it a bit of atmosphere.
Mm. Oh, so, yeah. Well, I think those sort of objects do sort of go hand in hand with inspiring artists and utilising actual physical objects to create a piece of art, whether it's theatre or a new visual piece.
So it's so exciting to do it as part of a complement to your exhibition.
And
so
the shipwreck that you're telling the story about, which shipwreck is it?
It's called The Souvenir.
Oh, it's called The
ship
Souvenir.
Was called The Souvenir.
Right.
Which is a really fascinating name as well. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we've actually got another story as part of one of the live event evenings, a very short performance by a writers group, a women's writers group called Shore Women.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing a short performance of The Wreck of the Irex.
Yes.
And
I know that one.
Know that one. That one was 1889.
You're
was
doing
launched.
Well. Look at this.
All
the facts at your fingertips.
So that's again, it's a fascinating story. And Marion Carmichael, she came along and had a good chat with me about the wreck of the Irex, and it was just absolutely fascinating story, which is going to form part of a live event in the gallery, along with John Pentley, who is a fantastic sea shanty
music
performer.
John. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be doing a folk night as well in August. That will be all sea shanty based.
Yeah, John's going to be busy because he's also doing the music for my play, The Souvenir.
He's also moving house.
Yes, he is.
He's a very busy man.
Not as busy as you, though, George.
Well,
let's be honest.
I'm busy getting bigger, so.
Well, explain.
I'm expecting, so that's my busyness.
Oh, when's it due, Georgia?
So we've got the 16th of November. Place your bids now.
Loads of time.
Yeah, feel right.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel fine. Just.
You want me to let you go though?
No, I just need the loo.
Okay. Well, let's move swiftly on then. Yeah. Was there any other information we need to get across, Georgia, for your exhibitions? Did you want to do a little reminder of dates for us to finish?
Yeah, just a little reminder. So the big open exhibition 2017, which only comes around every 2 years, opens on the 29th of July with a preview event and a prize giving in the evening at 6 p.m. because one artist will be selected for a solo exhibition, which will take place in 2019.
Yes.
So that's kind of a big, big, big deal.
Fantastic.
So you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Thanks again, Georgia.
Thank you for having
me. No doubt we shall chat again.
We shall.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll let you go now.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com